Start by getting your name and position, please.
Michael Landsberg, and I guess I have a bunch of different positions, but I think what's relevant today, besides working at TSN, is that I have a charity called Sick Not Weak, a mental health charity, and I travel around giving speeches.
That's great. Could you tell me first a little bit about your foundation?
Well, the goal is to change people's view of mental illness, that at its core, the stigma is based on one word. Weakness, the perception that mental illness is a weakness. And if people didn't think that way, there would be no stigma. The stigma would disappear. So our goal, our mission, is to show people that mental illness is a sickness, not a weakness. And that's everything stems from that. Everything we do stems from that.
That's wonderful. What a great piece of advice. And why hold an event like this? I mean, there's so many people. This has become part of the forefront. And I think it's great that we're having discussions about this.
I think that it's one of the few things in life where, I mean, certainly one of the few things that I could do in front of an audience, right? Because it's not like I have an expertise in other areas. But I've spent my life talking about sports, and that doesn't change anybody's life. It doesn't really do anything good for mankind. It's kind of a neutral job. You don't do anything good. You don't do anything bad. So why do something like this? Like, I know for a fact in this beautiful theater, it really is beautiful, that somebody's life will be changed because they heard somebody talk about mental health in a real first-person way. It's just a fact that talk does disable the stigma, and talk does give people the confidence to talk and to share on their own. And because of that, this kind of thing really can make a difference in people's lives.
I guess for those people that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about your story? Obviously, you're going to share.
Yeah. I mean, to make a long story short, and when people claim that they're going to do that, very seldom they do, but I will make it short. When I was a kid, I suffered from anxieties, never spoke about it, didn't know I was sick, just thought I was kind of a loser in that, you know, like, why do I have all these fears that nobody else has? And I never really dealt with it. And when I got to be an adult and we had kids, my daughter had a health condition when she was about 3 and a half that devastated me and prevented me from, I was just obsessed with it, right? And I didn't have coping skills because anxiety had kind of rooted itself in me. And when my anxiety got worse and worse, it started to turn to depression. So I had never suffered from depression before, but the last 19 years I've suffered from depression, severe at times, and at other times when I've been treated and medicated, it's been manageable.
Okay. And you say mental health is not an illness, it's not a weakness.
Right.
Did you want to expand on that at all?
Well, I think because there's no proof, right? So I'm sitting here talking to you. If I had, you know, God forbid, if I had one of a number of other illnesses, for instance, if I had cancer in a kidney, and I was so inclined, it'd be kind of weird if I did this, but I could show you an X-ray, right? Or I could show you a biopsy. Or if I had diabetes, I could show you a blood test. I could say, hey, take a look at this. But I can't prove to you that I have this thing called depression. I can't show you any sign of it. So everything I say, you only have that to base your opinion on. And people will think, well, is it really that bad? Is it really genuine? Is it real? Or maybe he's weak. Maybe he has stopped appreciating the fact that life actually can be pretty good. Maybe he needs to suck it up. All of these expressions that we use are part of the stigma, and they all are rooted in the concept that maybe it's not a real illness. Maybe it's not like cancer, and maybe it's not like an infection, that it's kind of just, like people won't say it's not an illness at all, but it's kind of a hybrid between something that's really serious and quantifiable and something that's nothing.
Really good explanation. Thank you so much for that. Now, you know, you travel around, you do lots of these chats, and on an emotional level, you've obviously experienced someone changed from one of these talks. On an emotional level, could you tell us what that means to you?
You know, one of the questions that I get asked is, you know, people will say, oh, I'm sure it helps you with your illness, right? And the answer is, it does nothing for my illness, but it does everything for my me. My relevance in the world in my head, my importance in the world in my head. Not important to, from the standpoint that look at me, but the fact that I have something to offer, something to give, and best of all, that I have the ability to take the worst thing in my life, which is mental illness, and make it the best thing in my life, which it will be when I go on stage here, right? So that is a rare gift that I can actually say, you know, if I add it all up, even though it's taken a lot from me, and I have at times realized that I was no longer really alive. I was living, but I wasn't alive. Even with all of that, I can probably say that it's given me more good than bad.
Absolutely. And have you? Do you have a story for us of someone that's been changed from one of your chats?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's not particular to me. This is not saying, hey, look what I did. You know, that person, I saved that person's life. Anybody who gets on stage and is willing to share, I mean, really share, not just hey, I suffer from depression, but what does that mean? How does it feel? Because when people feel like they're understood, all of a sudden you've reduced their loneliness. You've made them feel like, hey, you know what? You're not alone in this because someone gets you. So I would say, I don't know, once a week I'll hear from someone because, you know, I'm blah, 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 talking about this all the time. Every day I do a video blog and I tweet about it every day. And people will say, you know, regularly, hey, you know, hearing you speak about this gave me the power to speak about it, gave me the ability to go and to tell my spouse and then to go for help and go to the doctor. And like I said, this is not unique to me. You know, anybody with this illness can do it, but you've got to want to do it, and you've got to want to really share more of yourself than people are used to hearing. So when I get on that stage, one of the keys for me is to show people that that I have no secrets, that I'm here to bare my soul because it's good for their soul.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I have much that I would add, but sadly, it's hard to focus it down into one thing, but if there is one thing, two words, that mental illness and depression in particular, two words that if you talked about nothing else but these two words, you would change people's lives and save people's lives. And one of them is the word weakness, that because we look at it as a weakness, people won't share. But the other one, and this is by far the most important thing, is hope. That if you suffer from this illness, you have to know that people who have this will be hopeless. And when you're hopeless, nothing good comes from that. So you have to find a way to give people hope. And I am hope because, hey, I've been there. I've been as sick as you can be. And look at me here, excited to be on stage, excited to be in this community. So that's hope for somebody else.